All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Iron Horse Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 4th. It is 10:11, oh, or excuse me, it's 11:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order board, let's go through everybody on the call. If you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Dane, do you want to start for us?
Dane Levitt, I'm here.
Tyler Romer.
Brett Warby.
Ron Larson.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there any members of the public?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, board, we sent out the meeting minutes from December 6th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
Let's put them up just to refresh our memory. We've seen them, but
Okay. All right, here we go. So we had the public hearing, went into the public hearing. No members of the public were there. So we closed that out, approved the minutes, and then we adopted the budget resolution, which approved the budget. And then we went through the annual meeting schedule, figured out that so that we could put it on the open and public meetings website. And so it's going to be the first Tuesday of the month at 11.
you just scroll
Is that
through.
11 or 10? Did we say 11 or 10? Only reason I'm asking, oh, it is 11.
It says
My bad.
11. Yeah.
Okay. And then I went through the open and public meetings training, and then Tyler made the motion that we approve the annexation resolution so we could get the annexation done.
Okay. I move the approval of the minutes.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
I'll second it.
Was that Ron? Was that
Yeah,
you?
did you hear me?
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. Next up is the fourth quarter financial, so we'll turn the time over to David.
Sorry, I was just sending out an updated version to the financial statements.
Oh, okay.
Brett just confirmed an amount for me that we had not previously captured, that they had already paid for legal fees back in August. So
Okay.
we've integrated that into the financial statements here. This version has that amount in. So to start, let's go to the balance sheet for Iron Horse Public Infrastructure District. And the general fund, the administrative cost fund for the 2024 series is $32,190. And in the bond fund, there's $941. Also in the general fund, there's accounts payable of $4,815. Those amounts were paid in January, but as of December 31st, they're still showing as payables. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We had interest income of $118, expenditures of accounting for $8,946, and legal of $13,848. Yes, I did want to ask if there were any insurance costs that may have been paid for also. I didn't see that on the list, but I don't see anything that we budgeted for, but here. Maybe, and I don't know if you've seen anything either, Michael.
I'm trying to remember. Brett, did we make that payment? Do you remember?
Don't think so. I don't think we've ever received an in.
We haven't got an invoice. Okay.
Okay.
Christy, will you make note that we'll reach out to Utah Local Governments Trust?
I remember the humiliation of not being able to beat their price. And so I know that that was who we were going to go with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do. I'll give them that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I guess quick question on that then. Are those, I guess the timing of the insurance coverage, is that going to be mostly like 2025 coverage, or is it going to
No,
date back
it
into
went back
24?
to 24. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll need to accrue an amount here. I will make note of that. And then should I just accrue $4,500 around, or 40, around there?
4275, yeah.
4275. That's the number we
Yeah.
were talking about. That's right. Okay. All right. I will get that updated and resend this out again. But
Okay.
then, so additional to that, we have a developer advance consisting of $17,980 and transfers from other funds of $32,072. With let's see, with that accrual, okay, we're fine where we have an ending fund balance of 27,000 here, so we won't have any additional receivable from developer advance there. Moving on to the debt service fund, we had revenues consisting of interest income of $941, assessment revenues of $256,583, expenditures of the bond interest payment to $231,583, and then transfers to other funds of $25,000, and giving us an ending fund balance of $941. In the capital projects fund, we had revenues of interest income $322, expenditures recognition of costs of $5,879,648, bond issue costs of $218,176. And other financing sources, we transfers to other funds of $7,072, a repaid developer advance of $6,104,574, developer advance $224,926, acceptance of reimbursable costs of $5,879,648. And bond issuance proceeds of $6,104,574, which gives us an ending fund balance of zero balanced. So with that, I guess I'll open up to you guys if you had any questions or anything you guys wanted to look at a little bit more in depth.
I'm satisfied with it. We know that we're going to, as 2025 develops, we're going to need to anticipate additional bond issuances. It will be sometime later in the year, because our need for that will it will probably be in the second or third quarter, and it will just depend upon lot sales and the progress of our project. But I don't think we have any other comments needed as to the 24 statements. It'll relate to the budget for this coming year.
Okay.
Okay.
And I guess when we're getting closer to that, then we can amend the current 2025 budget to reflect that, or those bond issuance proceeds and expenses
That'll be
related to
great.
that. I'll turn it back to you
Okay.
then, Michael.
All right. So, board, what I need then would be a motion to accept the fourth quarter financials as presented.
That motion be accepted.
Thanks, Brett.
Tyler will second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, board, do you guys have anything for us? I will, Dane, I'll call Matt as soon as we're done, and then I'll shoot you guys an email outlining what Matt and I talked about and what his legal opinion's going to be. So,
The only
that
other
sound
thing.
okay?
Okay, yeah, I see Matt has joined us, and
That's actually Christy.
oh, okay. Okay. Oh, hello, Christy. Thank you.
Sorry
He
about that.
uses
We have the same. Same name.
We have to use that same account, the Zoom
Okay.
account that's on. So that's
Yeah.
why it comes up that way.
We're eager to get additional light on the sale of bonds from LGE
Yes.
to the brothers. Okay.
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 Okay, perfect. Brett, did you, is that what you wanted to know?
That's what I was going to mention. That's
Okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, good to see you guys.
Okay. I'd move we adjourn.
Hey, thanks, Dane.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, thanks.